So, you got a Divergent sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Insurgent.
Oh, I thought it was called Divergent.
It is, yeah, but the second one's called Insurgent. Each of these ends with an int sound, which is fun and not at all forced.
Yeah, that's kind of confusing. Better title this one, The Divergent Series Insurgent.
Now that's catchy. With a colon?
You know it. A very catchy colon.
Well, I don't know what that means. Anyway, Triss is hiding out at the Amity compound, and she decides to give herself a short haircut, complete with layers and blending.
Dystopian stylist skills are important. Why does she do that now, though?
To show her transformation. And also, Shailene Woodley just did that Fault in Our Stars movie, so she shaved her head for that.
Gotcha.
So at the Amity compound, everybody's about kindness, right? They say stuff like, go with happiness.
Oh, going with a penis is tight.
Why'd you pronounce that like that?
I don't know.
Anyway, Triss is with her brother and her boyfriend, Four, and that jerk, Peter.
Why is he with them?
Because he's gotta be there, because he's gonna betray them.
But
so one day, that bad guy, Eric, and his crew show up, because that bad lady, Janine, has them rounding up all Divergents.
Why?
Because she got her hands on this frickin' box that can only be opened by a Divergent, and she thinks it holds the secret to eliminating Divergents.
But she's rounding them up. Doesn't that kind of take care of eliminating them?
Hey, shut up. And so Eric is going around with this little scanner that shows him what faction people are in.
Wait, if that technology exists, why'd they make those kids do those crazy drug trips in the last movie?
Well, they thought it'd be funny, I guess. So after Peter betrays them, the good guys run away and jump onto a moving train and escape.
Do the bad guys not run fast enough?
Apparently not, and their vehicles don't drive fast enough either.
What?
But then on the train, there are a bunch of factionless, so they get attacked and they have to kill a bunch of them.
Why'd they attack?
For there to be a fight scene, and then Four finally reveals that he's the son of their leader, so they stop attacking and bring them to her.
He didn't want to lead with that?
No, he decided to end several lives first, destroy multiple families before resorting to talking to his mommy.
This guy's kind of a psychopath.
A little bit, I guess. So his mom is like, hey, we gotta join forces to take over and whatnot, and he's like, I will never do that until a few scenes have passed.
Sticking to his guns for a tiny little bit.
So then Triss and Four, Triss, if you will.
I will not, but thank you for asking.
Totally fair. They go to Candor, you know, where everybody's all about telling the truth.
Sure.
And they're given a truth serum, and that reveals that Janine has this conspiracy going on to try to take over.
Right, how can any leaders do any sketchy conspiracy stuff when truth serum is a thing?
By it only being used in this one scene.
That works.
And so meanwhile, Janine keeps testing Divergents to see if they can open the box, but they're not 100% Divergents, so Janine's like, we need to find the very special one.
I mean, it doesn't say that, though, right? That's like a placeholder line.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So then the bad Dauntless attack Candor and shoot everybody with these metal things that knock you out, unless you're Divergent.
How do they have all these little gadgets?
Technology.
That makes sense.
So Eric manages to capture Triss, and he finds out she's the very special one. She's 100% Divergent.
100%? Didn't her test results in the last movie only show erudite, abnegation, and Dauntless?
There's no way for me to check that.
Oh, too bad. That would have been helpful.
But then Four pops out and fights all the enemies and saves her, so everything's okay.
Well, hooray for Four for that forceful foray.
What was that?
I'm not saying that again. My tongue almost fell off.
Well, okay then. So then it turns out those little metal thingies are also mind control devices.
Sure. Why not?
So Janine mind controls three people into jumping off a ledge and says she's going to continue unless they turn in Triss.
She can mind control them. Why not just mind control them to bring her Triss?
Now that is a good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway,
oh.
So Triss decides to turn herself in because she feels bad, and they strap her into a machine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so now she's got to do a bunch of stuff that's not real. It's not happening.
Oh, heck yeah. I guess that's exciting.
It might be. She's going to do some not real parkour. She's going to do some not real fighting.
Oh, can you imagine if that was actually happening?
And eventually, she's got to pass the Amity trial where all she has to do is not fight herself.
So what's she going to do?
She's going to fight herself. She's going to fight herself so much.
Well, it's going to be impossible for her to save the day if she fails the test.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, it turns out that Peter guy helps her fake her own death before she opens the box, so she gets taken out of the room.
Wow, so what does she want to do now?
Well, now she wants to go back in the room and open the box.
What?
So then she does that, and it turns out it contained a message saying the whole city was an experiment, and outside their walled-off city, the world's torn apart by war.
An experiment? What do you mean?
Well, they wanted to see if Divergents would happen. And that they did, so that's good. That's good.
How does that help the war?
Well, see, these people have more. They got more than one personality trait, you see, and that's how you stop wars.
Oh, is it?
I mean, yeah. So then the good guys, they spread that message across the city, so everyone's like, wow, okay, I guess let's head to the walls and go through.
All they know is that there's war on the other side of the wall. Why would they all head there?
Because that's how the movie ends.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Hey, I mean, as long as this does well enough to keep churning out YA stuff, I'm happy.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. I hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Just a quick moment of relaxation and meditation before you move on to your next video. So take a deep breath in. And breathe out.